And it's Pete Gilbert's here. Jake Cottrell's in the house, having a great time. And Bobby, we were talking about leaving Gainesville. How long were you actually there?
I was just there for a year. I was there in the summer, and I left the following summer. So I was there for one school year.
And Spurrier was not warm and cuddly.
Not warm and cuddly. And then made the decision. So we played for a national championship my freshman year. Got our butts kicked by Nebraska, which is, I think, arguably one of the great college football teams of all time. Had Tommy Frazier quarterback and Lawrence Phillips at running back. But that was a beating, and then I ended up transferring, and then Florida ended up winning the national championship the next year against Florida State. I never got my big national championship ring.
So you leave Gainesville.
Yeah.
Which, again, I always say this. I hear a lot about these recruits leaving Baltimore and going to, like, the SEC in baseball. And I'm like, that's not going to work out. Like, that is a different – that's like going to Neptune to me from Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'll credit, though, Cyrus Jones from Gilman.
Yeah.
Who has gone on to Alabama and has been the starting cornerback the last 2 years. I think he has – one more year there, and has really made that transition.
Well.
I remember thinking that for him, too. Same thing. You're in this coddled world of Gilman, which is a wonderful thing to be. Bama's a factory. I mean, and to go and be part of that machinery and succeed, that's no small feat.
Yeah.
So you leave Gainesville, and then where do you go?
So leave Gainesville, and at that point, you know, I wasn't ready to step back on the field. So what I did was I actually went on a visit to UCLA. I was considering UCLA, and they had a guy named Cade McNown, a quarterback.
First-round pick?
We were the same year. And I made that decision. I wasn't ready to step on the field. So I went and enrolled in a junior college to get my AA degree. And so if I enrolled in a junior college, spent a year there, then I could roll into a Division I school without having to sit out. So I did that, and I ended up signing with West Virginia. And I remember my recruiting trip, they were like, well, we got this guy down here, but he's like 6'1", he's 150 pounds soaking wet, a guy named Mark Bulger. So
that's
you know,
amazing.
So you can come
look
in
at
here.
You, you're like
it's
the
recruiting.
Forrest Gump of
college. By the way, it's recruiting. This is what they do. I mean they told me at Michigan that Brian Griese couldn't lead a team off a bus, and I was like, you know, here he is. Here's what he is. Won a national championship.
I mean, what do you want?
I mean, this is the recruiting.
What a
anyway,
joke. This is a story all by itself.
No, I know. Anyway, so I'll be brief. So I left, signed with West Virginia. They wanted to make, you know, I got down there, still kind of broken from Florida, really never repaired, I think, the damage that had been done. So, you know, they wanted to make me a tight end. The quarterback thing, they just didn't see it. And I said, I'm still a quarterback. So what I did was, we reached out to a guy named Steve Clarkson, who has had a 60 minute segment about him. He's the quarterback guru.
I remember that.
And you know, he's coached Montana's kids. He coached Manning before Manning went into the draft. He coached Todd Marinovich before Marinovich went into the draft. Matt Leinart before Matt Leinart went into the draft. So he took me under his wing, and he got me back. He got me back physically, where I can go out now and I can throw probably 20, maybe 25 good passes without my arm falling off. And he got me back. He got my confidence back. And I ended up signing with San Jose State. And I got up to San Jose State, and I'd basically won the starting job in the spring. Then I came back in the fall and had one really bad scrimmage. And they said, well, we're gonna knock you back to number two or three. And at that point, I was like, this long journey. And here I am at San Jose State. Nothing against San Jose State. Perfectly fine place. But I was like, this is how I want to end my college career. I didn't love football anymore. And at that point, I was like, you know what? It's time. I gave it everything I had. And I still walked away knowing that I can go back and throw a tight spiral, and I can throw it somewhat sidearm and not be criticized for it. no, but seriously, I it was a great decision to leave. And guess what? I got to come home. I got to go to Maryland. I got to graduate from a place that I deeply respect, and I'm a huge fan of the Terps. Always have been my whole life. So it was great to come back, be a regular student, and then figure out the next step, which was my senior. You know, a senior at Maryland, I got to figure out that I wanted to be a producer and a filmmaker. And so it's been a blessing. It's been a winding journey, but I don't know if I do it. I don't know if I would do it differently. I really don't.
Did Ron Vanderlinden or Ralph Friedgen try and contact you when you got on campus there at all?
No, I think at that point, I think there was one phone call, and I was like, you know, I'm done. I think at that point it was time to hang up the cleats.
It's a really interesting story. I mean, I think the SI piece, and you tell it so well. I mean, Sheldon, correct me if I'm wrong, there might be a documentary somewhere in there. And then even beyond that, I think there's somebody said for the recruiting world, the BS surrounding it for high school kids, and we've seen all these really not wholesome stories come out about the NCAA recently, but there's a whole other dark side to this.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, listen, there's also the kid who you know, is born in Baltimore, leaves in the late 1980s, gets transplanted to North Carolina, and grows up his whole life a diehard Duke fan.
Hmm.
And me being that kid and always believe, here's the difference between me and Bobby. You know, Bobby is like, you know, he's the quarterback coming out of high school. He's like the guy. And I'm the guy in high school who never gets off the bench, but believe somehow I'm going to play for Coach K for 4 years. You know, so
that's awesome.
So thank God for USC Film School. And I could become a filmmaker because I was nowhere near the NBA. Just wasn't happening.
Right.
A remarkable story. You guys have one more segment in you, or do you have to run?
Absolutely.
We're having a good time. We're hanging out.
I've got some questions.
All right. We'll come back. Pete Gilbert has some questions. You're getting the Pete Gilbert hot seat coming up. Bobby Sablehouse, the producer, and also Sheldon Candace, the director, for an upcoming 30 for 30 about Dunbar basketball. Much more still to come.